Monday edition of the program. It's the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline because we have to have one of those conversations, you know, a typical April interview with a Duck basketball coach. So as we welcome in Kelly Graves, I've got one simple question. Coach, how was your weekend?
Well, it was pretty good. Are we going to Tampa? I mean, it's April Fool's Day. I still don't. You know, can't hardly believe it, I guess.
I'm telling you, I've looked at brackets. I've been watching ESPN. I think this is a reality. By the way, you can follow Coach on Twitter, the handle at GoDucksKG. So, you know my story. I've been in Yankee Stadium for the World Series. I've been in Autzen for 60,000 as conference titles were won. I was at the Meadowlands when the Giants won playoff games. I'll tell you, Coach, for its size, 11,500 people yesterday, could they have been more intense and made more noise than we heard?
No, they couldn't. I was telling some of the reporters after, I mean, everybody was there, but there were times when sound actually had feel. You know, you could feel it, and it was crazy. You know, we've enjoyed that support all year, as you well know, and you know, they're not just spectators, man, they are engaged, and I thought it was awesome. And you know, I think everybody was treated to an amazing game too. Not just that we won, but I thought both teams played really, really well, and both of us deserved to win. I'm glad we did in the end, but that was a well-played basketball game. Maybe the best of the tournament so far.
No, I said that of the millions of games I've gone to and watched, I don't know if I've ever felt more empathy for an opponent. Because, I mean, they played their guts out. I mean, 172 points, 39 assists. Both teams hit better than 50 from downtown. The passes, I mean, just 14 turnovers. From a coach's angle, I mean, is that about as high level of execution as you'll see?
I think no doubt. In fact, after the game during the press conference, I'd kind of compared it to the Virginia-Purdue men's game the night before. I mean, that was must-watch TV, and just two teams making plays and making shots, for the entire fourth quarter. I mean, I think combined we had over 50-some-odd points in the fourth quarter alone. It was a really high-level basketball game, which, I'm really proud to be a part of, and it just tells me that we're playing pretty well right now, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I got to congratulate you in person after the game, but it's amazing how many people have come up to me today on text and like, you're talking to Coach, right? Well, tell him how much fun this has been. So, you know, from our followers on Twitter, our Facebook, our text line, the message to you, your team, your staff, I'd imagine the outpouring that you've received, all of you, has just been borderline overwhelming.
Yeah, it was crazy. My phone kept going off during the press conference,
right.
And the gentleman who was running it kind of, I don't know if he was annoyed or just he at least noticed, and I looked at the number, and it was just crazy in the 300s. But I got back to everybody. finished this afternoon and then got onto Twitter and finally finished getting back to everybody. I figure if they took the time to congratulate me and the team, I it's my duty to take the time to respond to them and tell them thanks. So it's pretty neat. I think there are a lot of people that really love this team and love how they play, and they play with so much joy. And, you know, they haven't changed. We haven't changed our MO. The ESPN people, you know, told us a couple of times, you know, we've never been around a team that's so loose. You know, this is game day, and our kids are having fun at shoot around, and you know, we don't change. It's who we are.
No, the sideline reporter, Brooke and LaChina, I got a chance to talk to them, and I said, is it me, or do they have that joy of the game gene? And each of them were like, oh, forget it. And, you know, they see everybody and everything. So that's for real. We're talking with Coach Graves, Ducks Final Four bound. And obviously there was so much brilliance to go around. Sabrina was off the charts. Satu, the way Ruthie battled. But that three-pointer from Maite with 35 seconds to go, for your senior leader to, in essence, launch the dagger that really salted it away, I was like, how fitting was that?
It was a perfect moment. You know, and everybody talks about Sabrina's top-of-the-key three, the step back, that was just ice cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was a pivotal play, and it certainly was. But really, the dagger was Maite's
yep.
three-point shot. And for her to just step up just so smoothly and knock that thing down. And then, you know what? I was really, really proud of the fact that Sabrina made that pass. You know, Sabrina trusts her teammates to make plays at the end of the game. And Maite stepped up and rewarded her by hitting that. And that was really the dagger, I thought.
No but question about it.
Hey, Maite is working her way into a higher draft choice in next week's WNBA draft.
You know, I posted the video of that on my Twitter timeline because, you know, as much as I love all sports, basketball is my favorite. And your execution there, I mean, if you watch Maite inbounds the ball, then she comes inside where Bolie's in the corner. And how important was it that she had hit a couple? They had to respect
yeah.
her. And then the two-man game. I mean, as a coach, you have to just look at that and be like, yeah, that's exactly how we drew it up.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to just be... I guess talk too bravely, to be too conceited, but I thought our execution in that fourth quarter was about as good as you can get. We really spread them out and just got really any shot that we wanted. And our kids were just dialed in, 13 of 26 from the three-point line. And especially after going 4 of 20 on Friday, you know, for them to come back and shoot the way we did, I thought just a real credit to a team that has confidence and plays with a lot of poise.
You know, I mentioned how your team took such good care of the ball. I mean, 8 turnovers under normal circumstances. But that Mississippi State, that's an elite team. They applied a lot of pressure, and the job by your primary ball handlers, Sabrina and Maite, was dynamite. But even at times you had Satu break the press. One time
yep.
I saw Gildan taking it over. So it seemed like you and your staff made it a point. Look, the heat's coming. Everybody's got to be aware. And the way they responded like champs.
They sure did, and I'm glad you brought that. This is one of the best defensive teams and certainly one of the most athletic teams in the country. And, you know, and that pressure didn't really affect us at all. And, you know, just credit to Well, and you mentioned those three, Satu, Maite, and Sabrina, played 40 minutes.
Yep.
So to be able to do that on that kind of a stage against that kind of pressure and really be fresh down the stretch, I mean, I didn't see any signs of fatigue. That's why I kind of went with a shorter bench. And, they pulled through. But honestly, Steve, it was one of those games, and as you get longer, you know, you've been at this a long time, so you know what I'm talking about. The further you go... The deeper you go, I should say, and the better the team you're playing, you need everybody to step up. And everybody that played in that game contributed. You know, Lydia gave us some valuable minutes and did a great job of screening. We had a nice plus-minus right through her time. Audie Gildan was terrific and played great defense. Erin Bowley came in, hit and knocked down a couple of threes. And that just, I think when she hit threes, the whole team gets uplifted. And then, you know, Ruthie, you know, she didn't have a ton of, points and those kind of things. But, man, did she play a great game and made two big-time defensive plays and some great rebounds late. And then our three, you know, guards that we've already talked about had big-time games. So we just, everybody that played contributed in a positive way, and that's what you need.
Yeah, especially as, like you said, the upgrade in competition. And as everybody would expect, you know, Oregon fans are focused on the Ducks. You won the game and deserve every accolade coming. But you took a moment during the post game to talk about your colleague, Mississippi State, you know, the past 4 years. Sweet 16, they played for the national title twice, and this season was spectacular. So you were talking about Coach Schaefer. And, I mean, you really think he's as good as there is.
Oh, I do. And he's such a gentleman. I mean, I know he gets fire on that sideline, but he is a gentleman. And when we beat them here at our place, he sent me a nice text after and just complimented the team. And that's genuinely who he is. He could have been bitter about having to come to Portland as the one seed and play in front of what was really just a home crowd for us. He didn't. And that team, I think that's why they're so mentally tough and have had the success they've had. They don't make excuses. They just play, and they're really physically and mentally tough. And that comes from the coach. And I respect Vic as certainly one of the best in our game.
No, the way he carried himself after a tough loss like that, I thought, you know, that's the guy you want leading young people and setting that kind of example. He's terrific. Couple final thoughts for Kelly Graves. I thought another interesting topic surfaced during the post game. I mean, we know Stanford and Coach Vanderveer have long set the bar in this league, and you brought it up in the past 5 years how stellar the rest of the conference has done, kind of catching up. I mean, we're not talking about being competitive. We're talking about making Final Fours. I mean, you got to be pretty proud of how this conference is shining on the national stage.
Oh, sure, no doubt. I think since 2013, we were the fifth different school to make it to the Final Four. And I don't think you can say that for many conferences.
Nope.
It might be the only one. And so, yeah, I think, you know, Stanford has set that bar, and they're still the standard bearer. You know, they're still very, very good. But we've got other elite teams in this conference, and I think we've certainly been a program on the rise. And I'm not going to sit here and say, "Hey, we've arrived," because you know we got to keep doing this kind of thing. But no, there's no doubt this is a heck of a conference, and I think by getting five teams into the Sweet 16, it validates who we are as a conference, and it also prepares us by playing in the Pac-12. I mean, you got to bring it every night, and it prepares you for when this stage. You know, when you're on this stage, I'm convinced of that.
Well, just since 2016, I went and looked. You know, it was the Huskies, the Beavs, Stanford, and you. That's, you know, Final Four each of the last 4 years. That's really
yeah,
saying
yeah,
something.
And I think Cal was in it, like, in 2013.
Exactly.
When I was at Gonzaga, they actually won the Final Four went to the Final Four and won the Spokane Regional that year. I remember being there that night.
So as we sit here now on this 1st of April, you're in the Final Four. What do Coach Graves, his staff, and these Ducks do as preparing to do something that this program and yourself, you've been close, yet you haven't gone through it before. So what's the Final Four plan?
Well, we're watching the game right now between Baylor and Iowa.
Right.
And I just left, you know, the whole staff. We were in the conference room watching it, and I came out here, and I'm walking. Get my steps in, Steve. So if it sounds like I'm kind of short on breath, you know why.
Okay.
But we'll watch that, and then, you know, we've already gotten a game plan together for both. The staff has been on it since yesterday. And, you know, we leave. We'll fly out in the morning. But count on the Ducks to be the same. We're not going to act any differently. Somebody in the press conference asked me if we were going to wear a suit. You know? No, we're not. We're going to be the same. This is who we are. And I think people appreciate that, you know, that we're different. We have a different style. And I think there's some logistical things that make this a little more difficult, a lot more media, you know, the tickets, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But I'm going to have the team just have all that done. And so we can just, again, focus on the games, and I want them to enjoy it. You know, the last thing I said to them yesterday, Sabrina brought out in the post-game press conference, last thing I said to the teams, have fun. I mean, that's how we play. And I think we play better when we're just having fun and enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, it seems like now would be a bad time.
We hope to do the same thing, man.
Yeah, now would seem like an odd time to change up.
Yeah, and you know what? I think a lot of people do, though. I talked to some different coaches today about what I should do and expect at the Final Four, and one of which was Dana. You know, I talked with Dana today, and he gave me some great tips on, A, what to expect, and B, you know, what worked for them and didn't work. So, and I think that's one of them is just, hey, we've played 30-some-odd games. The way we play them, there's no sense in changing now or adding things to do something different that they haven't seen. He said, just be who you are. You know,
yeah.
That's great advice.
Yeah, by the way, not a bad sounding board to have there.
Right? One of the best in the business, man. I'll tell you, Dana's he's forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know. So,
well, I don't
he's
know
a heck
about
of a coach.
That. I appreciate you being humble, but Coach, man, I was thinking about this ride from Alaska Fairbanks to East Lansing to Brookings, now to Tampa. it's been
wow.
A joy. following this team and speaking with you all season. Best of luck. All of you travel safe. Congrats again on the Final Four. Just let her rip this Friday and hopefully Sunday for all the marbles. Thanks again, Coach. Look forward to our next chat, and hopefully we know what direction we want that one going in.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Have a good one, Coach.